Hi, everyone. Today we'll be talking about the Community Center of Excellence in Women's Health, or CCOE. It's a cross-departmental hospital-based approach to community education and outreach to address women's health across the lifespan. I do not have any relationships to disclose. And I really wanted to acknowledge Christiana Care Health System, specifically the Department of Family and Community Medicine, Community Health and Preventive Medicine, and the OBGYN department. Does anyone know where Delaware is? Anyone? That's why you have a map. So Delaware is a very small state. We are between New Jersey, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. There's three counties, but I think the best part of Delaware is that there's no sales tax. So $1.99 is $1.99. It's not $2 or something. Here it is. What a small wonder for the first state. So since 2002, the goal of CCOE is to connect women and their families to appropriate health care services, community programs, and health education. How we do this is we work across departments and with our community to leverage health expertise and resources. What we do is we develop impactful outreach and educational programs, and I'm going to highlight a few of these programs. So like I said, Delaware's small, but Christiana Care is actually the biggest healthcare system in Delaware. We have two major hospitals with over 1,100 beds. So we collaborate between all the departments. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of difficult, but I think it's key to addressing women's health issues. Many departments have a stake, and there's a diverse representation of internal departments in our slide. CCOE is all about partnerships, both internal and external. For example, external affairs helps with our marketing, employee health, to market to our own employees, to our own women, and Family Community Medicine, which hosts this. So we focus on prevention and education, addressing women's unique needs across the lifespan. We improve women's health, improving the health and wellness of their families. So we know that women are especially important in the healthcare landscape, both as consumers and drivers of healthcare decision making in their families. Women make approximately 80% of their healthcare decisions for their families. The level, system level, so we recognize the importance of interdependence of clinical care, education, research, and communities. So we have five core programs, Dance Your Heart Out, so we've been doing this 5 years, Women's Health Lecture Series over 15 years, Domestic Violence Prevention Forum, so that's 13, Visiting Professor Program, and Spirit of Women Awards. Like I said, they are annual, and Women's Health Lecture Series is actually our oldest program. We reach between 50 to 20 guests per lecture. We provide about 6 lectures per year on various topics, and it's also hosted in different locations throughout our campus. This is actually this year's marketing. So we're gonna, the topics of interest that we pick each year depend on both system and then evaluation feedback from those who have attended previous years. They're from September through May. They're interactive Q&A at the end of the session. And we promote this through postcards, which is what you're looking at. Monthly email blast to over, I believe it's like 20 or 30,000 people who have signed up through our healthcare system and social media. Dance Your Heart Out, which is actually, I think, the funnest of them all. We've reached over 2,000 people. We have screened over 2,000 women, blood pressure, bone density, BMI. We reach women by marketing fun and education. So they come to the session. There's health screenings, you know, in the front. There's an exhibitor table. So we partner with over 15 health vendors from the Y to local organizations, faith-based, and then, of course, Christiana. We touch on nutrition, signs of stroke, exercise, breast health, and reproductive health. It's really fun. You guys should come if you're in Delaware. The Domestic Violence Prevention Forum. So we recognize domestic violence is a serious and prevalent issue facing women of all ages. Given the fact that 1 in 4 women will experience some sort of domestic violence in their lifetime, we have taken several concrete steps to address it. For the past 13 years, along with numerous community partners, we host a Domestic Violence Prevention Forum. We do this with interactive theater, national speakers, advocates, and we engage our community in discussion about domestic violence. The last DV Forum was actually at a local high school. We focused on teen dating violence through interactive theater performance. Teens offered feedback. They're really involved in the performance, and then afterwards we had resources for them. Also, on site at both of our hospital locations and through our offices, we've installed domestic violence resource posters. So that's the one on your left. It's in both English and Spanish with different phone numbers. On the bottom of those, there are these, we call them shoe cards or wallet cards. So they have different resources, and women can put those in their shoe so it's hidden from their partner. Spirit of Women Awards. So we celebrate, recognize women who devote themselves to making difference in their lives of their neighbors and the communities that they serve. Through the program, we've recognized 183 women, including 31 youth role models, 57 community heroes, and 95 healthcare heroes. In 2013-14, three of our local winners actually won a national award. Here's a couple of examples. So the annual visiting professor program invites nationally recognized leaders in women's health to give grand rounds to several of our departments, so OB-GYN, internal medicine rounds, family medicine faculty, and residents. Topics have included cultural competence in healthcare, family violence, mood disorders, Affordable Care Act and women's health, birth control, and here are eight of ours. It's in the spring. So all these programs, we know that we've seen a positive dollar return for every dollar spent on marketing for the lectures, and especially Dance Your Heart Out. This is kind of how our healthcare system does ROI. Like I've said, partnerships pay off. So we reach about approximately 2,000 women annually through community and professional education programs. We deliver a diverse group of programs. And since its inception, the CECOE has secured over $3 million in grants, contracts, and awards to support the work. Our path forward, we're going to address two health equity issues, so caring for women with disabilities. This should be addressed in our next Dance Your Heart Out this spring. And reproductive health for women and adolescents, long-acting reproductive contraceptives, or LARCs. It's in alignment with our local goals, and the visitor professor this spring should address that. So what has worked? Long-term cross-departmental work has helped break down silos between women's health. We've leveraged community and system resources to sustain core programs that did not exist before the CCOE. And we've had innovative strategies enable us to reach minority audiences. And I guess we're doing questions at the end. Yeah, all right. That's it. Thank you.